All right, what the hell just happened over here? So today, if you guys could, just let me know if you can hear me okay. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay. But we're going to recap what happened this week. I'm going to show you what happened, you know, basically day by day by day. And I told you guys the other day, relax, everything's going to be okay. Remember a year ago we had tariffs and they said that was going to collapse the market. Then 2 years ago we had the banking crisis. So it was just another thing. So I said, relax. And so let's get over what happened this week. The whys behind it. We're going to talk the Dow Jones, the equity markets, cryptocurrencies, and yeah, we'll talk about mortgage rates because I'm actually a financial advisor. No, I'm a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Don't take any of this stuff as trading, folks. This is just for educational and entertainment purposes only, and I might have family members here today. So Parker, if you're here, give me a thumbs up. Let me know that you're here. So here's what's happening today. We got the Dow Jones. It's up 1,000 points. The other day I said, folks, relax. There's really no, other than the market's needing something to sell off on, any news at all. Well, that's what happened over the last few days. So I'm going to go day by day by day this week. I'm going to give you the economic news that came out, and then I'm going to show you the daily results, and that's going to explain the whys of what happened this week. And then next week, I'm going to show you, we're going to get the labor market, some news from there. And then we're also going to get the news on the CPI. So a little excited about this, folks. Well, let's get over to it. Well, if you have money in the market, you're doing pretty well today. You might not have joined me. Hell, you might be out having cocktails after a day like this. So if you're in the Dow Jones, you have any money in the indices right across here, you are making money. If you go to Bitcoin, I have to say Bitcoin is up $6,000 today. Okay, I got a confession to make. I bought it back in at $66. I had a little extra money on the side. And I'm like, this thing can't go much lower. So I bought in, and my nephew was texting me, and I'm like, hey, I just bought in. And I text him a little bit ago and like, hey, we're already up $250. So, hey, P-Man, that's my nephew. So you guys be nice here, folks, today. So if you guys have questions, especially you, Parker, if you have any questions, buddy, just ask me. So here's what happened today. Let's go over here. Here's the, and Parker, I just joined him up with our Stock Talk Tuesday. Remember that Stock Talk Tuesday we used to have, folks? If you guys want me to have that again, let me know down below. Okay, so my nephew was one of those ones. It's like, Uncle Dan, I'd really like to learn this stuff. So here's a portfolio we created back. We started just about a year ago. Okay, so here's what it did today. Okay, so Parker, write these down or just I'll give you these after the fact. But here's all the stock tickers that we did. Look at some of them, what they did today. Okay, Bitcoin. This is Bitcoin on basically steroids. This is what I bought in today. So don't buy it. Just monitor this thing. So whatever Bitcoin does, this kind of double amplifies it. So I bought in. I forget what it was this morning, but I bought in this morning right at the open. And I don't know where it was down through here. So made a little bit of money today on that. But if you look at our portfolio as a whole, where is that thing, the rate update over through here? We're doing pretty darn good. And I think overall, we've done pretty darn good too. Today, we're up 3%. So not a bad day there. Let's get over to rates. What did rates do today? Well, here's what usually happens is we have the stock market rally like crazy. And then people are saying, okay, they're taking their money out of equities. What are they going to do with it? Well, if they're taking their money out of equities on, you know, those safe haven days, they put it in the bonds. That's where we usually have a good bond market and mortgage rates drop. But today we have lower rates and we have a stock market that's booming. Rewind back to, I think it was Monday, I said, I think the market's a little oversold. But on Tuesday, there was some profit taking. I think a lot of people were just getting gunpowder already for the sidelines to just get back in the market. And they saw that correction. It wasn't a full-fledged correction as we went over in yesterday's video. But you know, some of the markets corrected, you know, even down up to 6%. The Bitcoin was over like, it's down like 50%. So I was like, okay, got to jump into this. So here's kind of a unique thing. When we have mortgage rates doing better and the stock market doing better as well. Here's what the bond market's doing today. So this is what we follow when we follow mortgage rates. So if you're new to my channel, when you're looking over here, here's where our interest rates are going. So the all the way across there, you're seeing MBS 5. That is if you're looking for a conventional loan, like a normal, just a standard mortgage people get. The thing right above my head, it says Ginnie Mae, GNMA. These are government-sponsored loans, like FHA, VA, and USDA, and so forth. Well, here's what happened today on the MBS. So if you guys follow me every day, you understand this. When the price of the bond goes up, mortgage rates come down. So this is today, but let's look at the week. It's crazy. So this is why I come in each day and I say, folks, if you're closing within 30 days, lock in. If you have a rate over 7%, reach out to us. We'd love to help you refinance, because rates in the long term over the next probably couple weeks, they're just going to stay steady. And that's what we've been calling. So can you call these anomalies? Well, if you sign up for our Rate Watch tool, you know, we'll be contacting you when rates kind of drop into these areas. So that's one thing to look out for. You look at the Dow Jones. Now, here's what we want to focus in on. We want to focus in on this week. What happened to the Dow Jones each day? And I want to correlate that with the data that I provide you each week. And you'll see some similarities here. Okay, so let's go back. Does this give us to Monday? This is a five-day chart. So on Monday, what is that? Monday was the right about here, I want to say. Let's go to a five-day chart. Okay, so Monday's here. Let's go to the data that we got on Monday of this week. Okay, so Monday we had some manufacturing numbers that come in. And the number came in, it was previously at 47. The markets thought it was going to come in, or economists thought it was going to come in at 48. It came in at 52. What this means is you probably don't care what these numbers mean. Anything over 50, that means the economy is booming. So this is saying, okay, the economy's booming. So what did people do that day? Well, let's go back to Monday. And what happened Monday? It spiked. Okay, that's Monday. Okay, that's Monday. All right, so it went all the way up to there. Okay, so now let's go to Tuesday. Tuesday, no real news. Probably stable. Then Wednesday, we got the ADP payroll numbers. It came in and it wasn't very good. It came in about half of what was expected. And then we had some other numbers that come in here. So let's go back and see what happened Wednesday. So Tuesday, we had this, and then we had that sell off throughout the week on Tuesday. Okay, no real reason. You saw there's no reason for any of that news on Tuesday. Gave it back. And then on Wednesday, we got that jobs report from ADP, but I think everybody just overlooked it and the market rallied again. Okay, there it is. Okay, so then what did we get on Thursday? Well, Thursday, I think, or Wednesday night, people just realized, okay, maybe this AI stuff is really overbought. So I think a lot of investors jumped in and they said, okay, there's numbers coming out right now. We don't know where things, I'm just selling. And then what happens is this just amplifies on itself. So let me explain to you kind of what happened to Bitcoin. But here's what happened to the Dow Jones. It just plummeted. And if you go back to my videos about Wednesday, I'm like, folks, just relax, because by the end of the week, you'll be looking back saying, okay, well, whatever. So let me know. Let me know down below if you did this. If you freaked out maybe Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday and just said, okay, I got to sell this stuff, even Bitcoin. Let me know if you sold down below. But here's what most people do. Okay, they'll rally this up. And as long as you're making money, you're like, okay, this is great. And then you have a loss, and then you have another loss, and you're like, ooh, I don't know if I can really handle this. So you sell out. And then you see the market rallying again. Now it's up today. It's 50,000. I think it might hit a record. Let's see if it's hitting a record here. Let's see. US 49,980. We're 20 points away from 50,000. So people are sitting on the sidelines and they're saying, okay, I'm going to buy. So you sold down here and you bought back here. Relax. I keep telling you, a lot of these blips in the radar, you're not going to time this market. There's people much smarter than you that already have done this. So let's keep correlating things. Okay, so now today, what happened Thursday? Well, we got the JOLT index and some other numbers, and that kind of freaked out the markets. But then today, what happened? Nothing. There's really not much news out today. So why is the market rallying? That's where everybody's sitting there scratching their head. They're like, okay, what caused all this? So, you know, that's what we're looking at. So if you look over to the things, okay, what are we focusing in on here? Because if you're watching this, hopefully you're looking to understand the housing market. Okay, so I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I'd love to help you out. If you're trying to get a refinance or purchase a home, I'd love to help you out. I'll show you my website here in a second. But we follow each day, as if you follow me, we go over the, you know, what's going on with mortgage rates. And the things we have to follow are right through here. It's what the Federal Reserve follows. And I think I'm going to change my slogan, or everybody's slogan. You know how it's always, don't fight the Fed? I'm going to come up with a new slogan, I think. It's going to be, don't fight the Prez. Because I'll explain that next week to you guys. But here's what's going on. The Federal Reserve, they control that thing all the way over there at the corner. That's the federal funds rate. All it does is control interbank lending. So we really don't have to talk about that, because it doesn't affect me and you. They focus in on these things here, the PCE, inflation, and the jobs numbers. The jobs numbers are all over the map. Yesterday we did have a Challenger report saying layoffs are up 200% in January. I think we had a scare on that about 6 months ago as well. And that kind of shocked the markets. And the markets rallied back all the way up to record highs and mortgage rates on where they are right now. So that's what we're seeing through there. So next week, what are we going to get that might shake the markets? Okay, so you could see the correlation between this week's news and every day and what the market did, and especially what mortgage bonds did. Because if you're on this channel, here's the five-day chart. Again, down is bad news. So this is what came in. Manufacturing came in good. So they're saying, oh boy, this isn't good news for the economy because the Federal Reserve doesn't have to cut rates. Okay, so the prices of the bonds drop. The better the economy, the worse news it is for homeowners and home buyers. That means the Federal Reserve is not going to cut. So that means higher rates, higher for longer means, you know, we're paying more interest. But then all of a sudden, miraculously, here's we had a turn of the market, and then boom, here's what we had the rest of the week. So it's kind of, you can't time this market. If you're a homeowner, go to our website. We have a tool right through here for you guys to put in your mortgage information in up there. It's RateWatch 2.1. I'll monitor rates for you. But let's get over to next week. What are we looking at next week? So retail sales is coming in on Tuesday, nothing Monday. So relax through Monday. Tuesday, we're going to see retail sales and core retail sales. That's going to show us how robust the consumer is. Now, here's what a lot of analysts are thinking. Because of the big, beautiful tax bill, and I don't know if you like it or not, you're welcome to post your opinions down through there, but people are going to get more or bigger refunds. What do we do as a society in the U.S.? We spend it. So what's going to happen to retail sales? Most likely, they're going to jump. Okay, so that's going to help corporate earnings and everything else. But then we're going to go down through here and see how's the companies dealing with all this stuff, tariffs and things like that. I do want to give you a kind of a behind-the-scenes thing. I know a lot of people in manufacturing from my hometown that's steel mills and things like that to where I live now. A friend of mine was the CEO of Pep Boys. I have huge manufacturing of friends that are, you know, presidents of manufacturing companies. I got the skinny on what's going on in a lot of things, especially steel. And the scoop that I'm getting is, yeah, tariffs really didn't affect U.S. steel and a lot of U.S. goods, believe it or not, on some sections, but they're going to pass through price increases anyways. And it's because we can. And you're starting to see a lot of these corporations, especially when we went over profit margins this morning, they're high. So that's, you know, so I called it the January effect. I figured everybody and their mother is going to be increasing their prices on things in January because we're going to get bigger tax refunds. So are companies. Companies are part of the big, beautiful tax bill. They're able to depreciate 100% of their capital, you know, goods purchases, I think in a very, very short term. So that's going to help corporations start purchasing more and more products on the manufacturing side. And think of that. Then they need to produce more of this stuff. So it starts all the way down into the coal mines and the steel mills. And it's going to help everybody across the spectrum. So here's what we're going to look at on Wednesday. We're going to get average hourly earnings. If you've been employed for the last year, you most likely saw a pay raise of 4.6%. Now, if you change jobs, you got a little bit higher, about 6.5%. So go to your employer if you didn't get a raise and see what you can do. Non-farm payroll, that's coming in next Wednesday as well as the unemployment rate. Now, this was supposed to come in today, but because of the government shutdown, we won't have that till next week. We're going to see how this is. And I'm also going to stay, I don't think this is going to crash. I don't think we're going to have a huge amount of hiring and firing. I'm going to say the consensus is maybe going to be around 50 plus. Okay, I don't think we're going to go below there, but that'll give us that number for that. Thursday, we're going to get initial jobless claims and continued claims. Give us a little more beat on that. And then Friday, we get the CPI, the inflation number. So think of the numbers that we're going to get next week. I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty excited about next week. Okay, so if you're watching this, hopefully you could be a realtor or mortgage advisor. These are hopefully help how you explain this to your clients. So you can say, okay, next week, we're going to get the jobs report. Here's what it's going to tell us. It's going to tell us, does the Federal Reserve have to cut rates because the job market's deteriorating? Then we're going to get CPI, which is the inflation number that you and I are paying. And the reason why it's important, it's what the Federal Reserve watches. So next week, we're going to get a huge amount of information. Where's it going to come in? That's where I need you to subscribe. Watch every day next week. Because next week, I'm going to come in each day. And we're going to do where, here's, I'm going to change my schedule a little bit. Monday through Thursday, I'll have an opening bell and closing bell. On Wednesday, I will be having a live event with Alan to show you kind of behind the scenes on how we do my slogan. My slogan's this, folks, just so you know who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I've been doing this for 35 years, folks. I work at a bank that provides me licensing in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We have a slogan. I created it. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, join us each Wednesday and I'll show you behind the scenes on how we do that. And subscribe over there. So every day, my goal is to come out and explain to you guys all this stuff. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, you understand it. If you're a realtor, loan officer, you get it as well. And if you're my nephew, maybe you can get it as well. So Parker, I hope I'm not boring the heck out of you, but let's get to the last piece of the puzzle. I'm going to start posting every Friday, our week in review blog. And just go to our website. We'll be posting all over our social media. It's going to look a little bit something like this. It'll give you what rates did for the week, what the equity markets did as well, my intake, basically take on the markets and where they're going to go from there and the whys behind it. Then I'll give you all my information down here below in case you need any information from me to reach out. Maybe you might need some help if you're looking to buy or refinance. So if you guys have any questions, that's why I do these live events, to see if you have any questions out there. I'd love to answer. Folks, just so you know, I'm not a financial advisor. Anything I do or say, don't trade or don't, you know, take this to the bank. I just do this for entertainment and educational purposes only. So like I said, right now, the markets, they are rocking. The Dow Jones is just 15 points away from $50,000. So folks, relax. Rates aren't going to go anywhere. There's no data. I don't think the CPI, no inflation numbers are going to skyrocket. I know it's not what mainstream media does. And I know we don't get the clicks because I don't go out there and say the world's burning down. But I hope you learned a little bit something from my channel, folks. So that is it for today. I won't be doing a closing bell because I gave it to you all here. So for conclusion, if you got money in the markets, I don't care if you got money in the stock market, cryptocurrencies, bond market, and anything, you're doing pretty darn well today. The VIX over here at the corner, for any newbies, this tells us the anxiety level on Wall Street. So you like these down in the low teens. When you hit 20, 30, you're going to have a heart attack. So anything down in 15 ranges, we'd like. It was up about 20. So it's coming down off of those highs. Cryptocurrency is still over $6,000. Let's go back to oil just for one simple purpose. Oil over here, that is basically, I hate to say it, still the lifeblood of our economy. So as oil prices move, so does inflation. So if you go see this go, if you hit 65, that's where I'm going to say, okay, this might start adding to inflation. But below 65, and if we can stay and close below 60, it's even better for inflation. You guys can see I got ADD, correct? Just let me know down below. So let's see if there's any other information here that we have for you for the week. We went through the portfolio. You're welcome to